Previously, down Gilead Lane.
My dad left me, and my god left me.
Mr. Key isn't doing real good.
It's an old wound that has never healed.
I got a call from Mr. Key's nurse.
Make sure Tim gets this.
What do you have there?
My old family Bible.
Why don't you hold on to it a little longer?
Mr. Key just passed away.
That was a beautiful service.
Yes, yes, it sure was. Mm-hmm. And I think Mr. Key would have been pleased with the turnout.
Oh.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim. Been awfully quiet. You all right, buddy?
Tim. Oh, he's not taking this well.
No. I'll go talk with him.
Oh, thank you, John.
I did my part. Why didn't God do his?
All right, Tim. Tim, son, we all have a choice, including Mr. Key. No one can force him to accept Jesus.
Yeah.
Son, not even God does that.
I know. But I tried to tell him. I did.
No, I know you did. Son, it's not always our job to close the sale, so to speak. Sometimes when it comes to leading someone to Jesus, you see, we plant a seed, and someone else waters it. We tell someone about Jesus, and then someone else comes along, and they take them to the next step. It's very possible someone else led Mr. Key to the Lord, and we don't even know about it.
John, Tom is here to see you both.
Ah, thanks, Mary. We'll be right down. Come on, son. What do you say? Let's go see Mr. Richter.
Tim, I have something for you. It's something Mr. Key asked me to give you. Here.
What? What is that?
It's an old family Bible. Oh.
Wow, it's big. Thank you. Wait, you got to talk with Mr. Key?
I did, finally.
Wow, my dad was saying I planted a seed and that maybe someone else came along and watered it.
Well, I... maybe.
Maybe?
Tim, I think Mr. Richter did the best he could, just like you did, son.
Yes, I talked with him, but I'm not sure he really got what I said.
But he wanted me to have his Bible. Doesn't that mean...
He told me that you liked old things.
Old things?
And religious things. That's why he said that you might appreciate his Bible... more than he did.
I don't think I want it.
Tim.
Oh, why couldn't I have just given it to him?
No. He asked for the truth, Tom, and you told him.
Well, I wanted to be honest with him. I'm sorry, John. I didn't want to upset him. This is tough enough for adults to handle, let alone a kid.
Yeah. Tom? What about Mr. Key? What do you think?
Well, I was the last one to see him.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to tell him about Jesus, but it was hard for him. I don't think he made it, John.
And kids? That's why it's so important for us to tell others about Jesus. We can learn about him here in Sunday school, but we also really need to share with others about him during the week.
Grace? Miss Andrews?
Yes, Haley?
Did Mr. Key go to heaven?
I'm not sure, Haley. If Mr. Key accepted Jesus, yes.
But what if he didn't?
Tim, we don't know what happened with Mr. Key. That was between him and God.
Miss Andrews, did you say we were going to have a surprise?
Oh, yes. Class, I have a challenge for you. When I was a little girl about your age, I memorized John 3, mm-hmm. the entire chapter.
Wow.
And now I'm going to challenge you to do the same. Wait, listen. I believe that you can do it. In fact, there's something very special about memorizing it in the original King James Version, just like I did. It's really a beautiful translation of a famous chapter. So, here's the challenge. Memorize John 3 just like I did when I was your age. Come on now. Wait now, I think this might help you. Okay, here it is. Ah, here it is, class. The first person to memorize John 3 in the original King James Version will get this.
Is that all?
A brand new $100 bill.
Wow. No way!
You know, someone scolded me for doing this last year. They said that it's not right for me to pay kids to memorize the word. But I told them, and I'm telling you now, I think this is one of the very best investments I could ever make. So, are you up for it?
Yeah!
Yeah, Mom told me you'd be here by the lake. You mind if I sit down?
It's okay.
Alrighty. Oh, my. Thinking about Mr. Key.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you spent a lot of time out here with him.
Yeah, we had fun. I just really wish...
Yeah? Wish what?
I wish we could have done just one more fishing trip together.
Yeah.
But now he's gone. Forever. And he didn't even go to heaven. He went...
Tim. Listen, I know this is hard to deal with. But I want to tell you something. I am so proud of you.
What do you mean?
God kept nudging you to tell Mr. Key about Jesus... And it was hard for you, remember? But you
yeah.
did it. You obeyed.
But what good did it do?
All right, we don't know. And we may never know till we get to heaven. But you did your part, son. Just think how you'd feel right now if you hadn't obeyed God. If you hadn't done your part to help Mr. Key find Jesus.
Well, I'd feel even worse.
Right. You see, you did what God told you to do. And you've got to trust God to do the rest. I know, that's hard sometimes. Listen, buddy, you want to talk some more, or you just need some quiet time alone?
Dad, no offense, but I think I need some quiet time alone.
Sure, no problem. I'm praying for you, son.
Well, our Sunday school this month has been about leading people to Jesus. Mm. And every time I pray about who to talk to, I think about Mr. Key.
Have you told him about Jesus yet?
See, that's the problem. I'm too chicken or something.
Pray for Mr. Key. Pray that he comes to the Lord.
And pray for God to give you the right opportunity to talk about Jesus.
Mr. Key?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever... Well, do you ever think about... you know, God and stuff?
God and stuff. I think I know where you're going with this, Tim, and just to reassure you, I'm all right. I try to live a clean life as best I can, do good for folks, and I make it to church when I can.
But, well...
You know what? I think we're going to have better luck if we head over to that shallow area on the East Shore.
Okay. I had a chance to tell Mr. Key about Jesus, and I blew it.
All right. Now, what do you mean?
Well, I felt like it was the right time and everything. So I asked him and... I don't know. It just didn't turn out the way I thought it would. I've got to go.
I'm sorry?
I've been too scared to tell Mr. Key about Jesus. But he needs to know. I'm going to tell him right now.
Well, all right then.
Mom! Dad!
What's wrong, son?
Mr. Key, his car's still there, but the door is open. He's not in the house, Dad.
Maybe he went for a walk, Tim. I'm sure he's fine.
But what if he's not?
Son, I understand. You're upset, all right? But I think you need to calm down.
Dad, what if it's too late?
Mr. Key?
Huh? Who are you?
I'm Tim. Don't you remember? Your fishing buddy?
Timmy!
I really prefer...
Wait! Yes, Timmy! I'm Timmy!
Timmy, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you there.
That's all right.
Timmy, you've got to help me.
What is it?
I can't find Elsie. I don't know where she is. I've looked all over. Can you help me? Elsie's gone, isn't she?
Yes. You're gonna be all right, Mr. Key. Here's my hand. I'll take you home.
All right.
Mr. Key?
Uh-huh.
I'd like to talk to you about someone.
Who?
It's Jesus.
Hey, son.
Dad, I'm looking for a King James version of the Bible. Do you have one?
Oh, yeah, I had one. But I think I gave it to somebody.
Wait, wasn't that the kind of Bible Mr. Key had? You know, that family Bible you wanted me to have?
Yeah, that was a King James.
Do you know where it is?
Well, now, when you said you didn't want it, son, Mr. Richter took it back to Mr. Key's house.
Well, can we get it?
I believe it's part of the estate sale they're having over there.
An estate sale?
Yeah, it's when they sell most or all of the things in a person's house. That's why all those cars are parked around Mr. Key's house right now.
Oh, no!
Well, what's better? Are you having second thoughts about that Bible?
I don't know what I was thinking, Dad. Mr. Key wanted me to have that Bible. Guess I was too upset over everything. I've got to get over there.
We better hurry.
They're taking Mr. Key's chair.
Yeah, maybe it's not such a good idea for you to see all this, buddy.
I'm all right. It's just hard to see Mr. Key's things being carried out the door by strangers. Dad, I don't see his Bible anywhere.
Yeah. Well, look, keep looking. I'll help you.
Did you find it?
No, son, I didn't.
I looked everywhere, on the shelves in this bedroom. Drawers. It's gone. He wanted me to have it, and I said I didn't want it. Can't believe I said that.
No. Come on. It's all right, Tim. I should have told Mr. Richter to set it aside for you until you had a chance to sort through your feelings. I'm sorry, Tim.
That's all right.
Hey, look over there. Mr. Key said you like to look through these old photo albums of his, huh?
Oh, yeah. One of these has an old car in it, Model A or something like that.
Whoa.
You restored it with Mrs. Key.
Really? I didn't know that.
This is the wrong one. Oh. Looks like when Mr. Key was a lot younger. Huh. Well, look at that.
Yeah? What you got?
Well, in this picture, it looks like Mr. Key's... What do you think?
I don't know, 10 maybe?
Yeah, 10. Yeah. And he's standing next to his dad. But his dad's dressed up like a preacher.
Let's see. Huh. I didn't know about that.
That's weird. Huh. And in all the family pictures after this one, I don't see his dad anywhere. Did he die or something?
Let's see. I don't know, son. I had no... Oh, my. There's Mr. Key's Bible.
Where?
That gentleman's walking off with it. We may be too late.
Oh, no!
Wait, hold on, Tim!
Look, I'm sorry about that, but I did buy the Bible fair and square.
Oh,
but Mr. Key wanted me to have it.
Sir, is there any way we could buy it from you?
I'm not sure I'd want to sell it yet. Huh. See, my business is collecting rare books, and this particular edition of the King James is actually quite rare.
Ah, I see.
Did you see the rich color of these plates? All these beautiful pictures inside. I've been looking for this version for quite a while, and this one is in unusually good shape for its age.
How much is it worth?
At least $100. Maybe more.
$100.
I've got $50, Dad.
Son. I'm sorry, sir. Could you excuse us for just a moment?
Sure.
Listen, that's a lot of money, son. I can get you another King James version if you want, all right?
But that was the Bible Mr. Key wanted me to have. Ugh, if only I hadn't told Mr. Richter to take it back.
Yeah, but we can't change that now, son. Tim, I know how you feel, but I'm not sure if this is the wisest investment.
Wait! Grace told us... Well, she likes us to call her Miss Andrews in Sunday school.
Yes, Tim, the man's waiting for us. Son.
Okay, anyway, yeah. She said that she would give us $100 of her own money for memorizing the third chapter of John. She said it was one of the best investments she could ever make.
Ah, so you're going to use this Bible to memorize God's word?
Yes, sir. And I'll memorize the entire chapter of John 3. And I'll even pay all my $50, too.
Oh. Well, sounds like you're serious. Yeah, you know what? I think I can come up with a matching grant for you.
You mean?
Yeah, I think it's a good investment.
Yes.
Come on. Excuse me, sir. If you'll take $100 for that Bible, we'd like to purchase it from you.
Well, now.
Wow, this is amazing. It's so big. John 3. Okay, here. What is this? Wait a second. Here? And so this is how it ends. A little glory, a little heartache, and then I coast to the finish in a little hospital room, alone with my thoughts, scribbling in this journal. Mr. Key's journal! I'm trying to make sense of all these images in my mind. I'm becoming aware that I can no longer afford interruptions.
There's only a short time left. Home is a place of comfort to me. But the images, they're starting to come more and more often now. I keep wondering, are these just the swirling memories of a demented old man? Or do they mean something? As I put my thoughts in this journal, I can see something beginning to emerge now. These aren't just the random memories of a man losing his mind. Each piece is connected. God is talking to me.
God, you are trying to talk to Mr. Key. Is this all there is? Wait. Okay. Dear journal, this marks
a significant day, a very special day. The day I decided to forgive. I forgave old man Richter for what he did to me. I forgave his son Tom. And I'm grateful to Tom for helping me come to this last part. I now forgive my dad for leaving me as a little boy. The reason I can do all this is because I have asked God to forgive me. He's been trying to reach me all these years, and finally, he won. This time, I'm not turning away from him. This time, I'm giving my life to Jesus.
Mr. Key. Dad? Dad, come here! Dad, you're never gonna believe this!
I found Mr. Key's journal.
And now, God, I make this one last request. That Timmy finds this note. To let him know, I listened.
Way to go, Mr. Key. And hey, wasn't it cool how God chose to answer his final prayer? Think of how much it must have meant to Tim, knowing that he'll see Mr. Key again in heaven one day. It's awesome. Now, even though this is a great happy ending, I think somewhere along the way, Tim made peace with the fact that he might never really know if Mr. Key got saved or not. It's like when his dad reminded him that he had done everything God had told him to do. Tim found contentment in that. Sometimes in this life, there aren't happy endings, but that doesn't mean that God has left us or abandoned us. And when Jesus walked this earth, he had followers called disciples who were really hoping for a happy ending. And Jesus encouraged them with these words found at the beginning of John chapter 14. He said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am." Even having said this, some of Jesus' followers couldn't see what an awesome ending to their story this really was. All they heard was that Jesus was leaving, and to them, that meant a sad end to the story. But they didn't have the eyes and ears to perceive the invisible, mystical realm of eternity. So they began to doubt his goodness. But Jesus continued with this gentle reminder, "All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." In other words, even though Jesus was leaving, God's presence would still be with the disciples in the form of the Holy Spirit. And guess what? He's still here all these years later, inside the heart of every believer, counseling us, teaching us, reminding us, and giving us that same peace that Jesus gave. So what does all this have to do with Timmy and Mr. Key and happy endings, you ask? Well, when our hearts are troubled and it seems there's no happy ending in sight, Jesus tells us to trust him. He is the source of true peace, and his assurance for those who trust him is that God is with us right now in the form of the Holy Spirit, and also that he's preparing a place for us in heaven where we can see him face to face one day. So whether we're at the very end of this life, like Mr. Key, or still young, like Tim, this happy ending is available to every single one of us. So where are you at in this story? Are you trying to arrange for your own happy ending, or have you put your trust in Jesus and the happy ending that he provides? Maybe you're just beginning to think about it. Well, it's definitely worth thinking about. And if you need someone to talk to about it, I want to encourage you to get your parents' permission and then call 888-NEED-HIM. There you'll find people who can help you understand how to find the happy ending of a life with Jesus. Oh, and if you haven't checked it out yet, there's a growing community of DGL fans on the CBH message boards. It's a safe and secure spot for you to post your thoughts on anything Gilead related. Just log on to www.gileadlane.org. Today's episode, God Had a Plan, Part 2, is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by John Fornoff and directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with production assistance by Elizabeth Bowman. Music was provided by Steve Wick, and Terry Ritchie is the executive producer. For 8 seasons now, Mr. Key has been played by Tom Castelletto. We want to say thank you, Tom, for your dedication to this role. Well, I'm Zach, and my time is up. Thanks for stopping by, and I'll look for you right back here next time, down Gilead Lane.